really did it.
You maniac! You blew it up!
This is so blowing up a whopper!
After I'll toss it before it reaches the core, you have to anchor it.
Money safe, we're not. The water rose a foot in the last 20 minutes.
Fog is getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway, and our resident film critic is Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us, and he's here in studio. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you back. We have just one movie on tap this week, and there are a lot of summer movies coming out, but we're going to focus on All Eyes on Me, the new biopic about the life and music and activism of Tupac Shakur, right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, we're about to get to that. I have a little bit of Tupac trivia. I love to do trivia with you. Now, if you know the answer, save it. We're going to come back to it at the end of the segment, and if you know the answer to this and you're listening right now, do hit me at Todd Zwillick on Twitter, because you might get a shout-out if you know this little blast from back in 1993. Tupac Shakur starred in a movie called Poetic Justice, directed by John Singleton. Who was his co-star? That's your question. Rayford's nodding. He thinks he knows it. Often he doesn't. If you know it, hit me on Twitter. Now let's talk about Tupac and the latest movie all about him, All Eyes on Me. This is directed by Benny Boom. Before we get started, let's hear a clip.
Like all black leaders, you have a bullseye on your back, and today it just got bigger.
But I ain't no black leader. Not yet.
And how you not a black leader? The vice president was just talking about you on the TV. Baby, you have to understand. With the Panthers, it wasn't that we had guns or black leather. It was because of our message. We were transforming minds. They are gonna come after you with everything you love.
Now, Rafer, this is the type of conversation that's not one that we're used to hearing about the famous gangster rapper Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, that was the whole thing about Tupac Shakur. I think he was such a complicated and kind of maddening figure at the time. I mean, he was, you know, one of the stars of gangster rap. You remember Dan Quayle went after him. You know, on the one hand, here was a guy who looked like, you know, white America's idea of a gangster, the thug life tattoo, the low slung pants, you know, the kerchief on the head.
Holding 9mm for promo photos.
Exactly,
sure.
Right. On the other hand, he was so eloquent on record, and his lyrics were so insightful, and he was such a magnetic interview subject. I don't know if you remember his interviews on MTV at the time, but he could speak so eloquently about black life in America. It was very hard to get a handle on him. And what we just heard there was his mother, Afeni Shakur, played by Danai Gurira, who was a Black Panther, trying to kind of school him and enlighten him and tell him he had a responsibility to deliver a strong message. That's a lot to wrap, you know, your hands around as a movie. And I just think this movie is not up to the task. I think it really oversimplifies Shakur. I think it's very jumbled. I think it's got a script that just doesn't know quite how to dramatize a scene and kind of get you into the mind and the heart of this really complicated character.
It can be a challenge also in cases like this to mix the music of the artist with the activism and the broader story that they're trying to portray.
Right. I mean, something like Straight Outta Compton did that very well. And I just don't feel that this movie, even though it's directed by Benny Boom, who was a music video director, I just don't think this movie has the ability to do that.
I was a huge Tupac fan when I was a younger man. I remain one to this day, so I'll probably see this, even if it falls short, because the music, I just want to see this performance and the depiction. Now, let's get back to trivia before we go. Rafer, I asked you about 1993, when a young Tupac Shakur starred in Poetic Justice, directed by John Singleton. Who was his co-star?
Janet Jackson?
Janet Jackson is right. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, and Ramen Noodles Esquire on Twitter knew the answer to that. So congratulations, Rafer. Thanks for joining us. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway.
Thanks, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.